Ready to go, Ms. Gomez? All right. We are resuming the May 5th, 2021 meeting of the DRB. And we are on item number 9, PR 2020-4138, SD 2021-76, preliminary final plat for MDS Development LLC at Mesa Del Sol Innovation Park, represented by Hewlett Sollers and Scott Eddings. Okay, Mr. Eddings, please introduce yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Scott Eddings, Hewlett Sollers, 333 Rio Rancho Boulevard, and I swear to state only the truth.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Campbell, would you like to speak today?
I may speak, I may not, but if I do speak, I do swear to tell the truth. My name is David Campbell, and I'm with Mesa Del Sol. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. We appreciate you being here. Mr. Sollers, go ahead and give us an update. Mr. Eddings.
I got there.
You wish you were Mr. Sollers, right?
Okay. Exactly. All right, Scott Eddings. The item we have before us today is the final plat and infrastructure list for improvements on Mesa Del or on Bobby Foster and University, and creating three additional roadways out of the tracts of land. So the subdivision includes dividing tract A1, A5 into A, B, and C components, and extending a new street, Diamond Corn, between tracks A and B, and then Newhall Drive between tracks B and C, and then creating additional right-of-way out of track A4 for the Sagan Loop extension from existing up to Bobby Foster. And the Bobby Foster roadway is a piece of roadway that for now will funnel traffic only over towards the new intersection with University. And I think that's kind of key to state. I have received the comments from the board members, and I think we've worked through all of the notes and discussion items that we've had to date. But a brief update for the Water Authority: one of the conditions from the preliminary plat was a developer-funded, non-potable master plan be developed as part of the future improvements out of Mesa Del Sol. And we had a kickoff meeting for that preparation of that document about 10 days ago. And Elizabeth was part of that group, as well as Chris Cadena. And Blaine, I think you may have been at that meeting as well. And what that will look like is there's an amendment to the Level B master plan that is currently in development and will be submitted to the DRB and other agencies in the coming months. And the reuse master plan will be a subsection within that update. So that's the update that I have, and I stand for any questions.
Okay, Mr. Eddings, I'm going to start out just trying to clarify a couple things, and this may be a little bit for my benefit because I wasn't present when the case went through on the 21st, but I have to admit, I spent probably an hour last night creating my own map to make sure I understood what was what and what was happening. Okay. So, the platting actions then are, let's make sure I can remember from last night. Let The plotting actions cover everything from this Circle Park all the way to University, correct?
Scott Eddings, yes, that is correct.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the eight, and what about the linear park area? You have it labeled here that is on the screen that's kind of helpful. So it's showing as bulk plat A1A4.
Scott Eddings, yes, that is the correct label for that piece.
Okay, so was that actually approved as a bulk plat? Because I thought we had included a piece of that with the charter school, the international school. I thought there was a portion of that linear park drainage area that was associated with, I guess it would be A185.
The bulk, the linear park parcel was defined in that bulk platting action that took place back in 2007. And this plat, we're not changing that tract with this platting action.
And maybe as we go on here, it'll, I just want to make sure that the responsibilities for development and maintenance of the linear park and drainage mm-hmm. basin are kind of connected with the people who are benefiting from those, from that A1A4 area. So that's kind of what's on my mind okay. in asking that. And then on that vein, on the infrastructure list, it does have drainage stabilization or final stabilization, which I think is referring to that tract, but the infrastructure list doesn't actually include a reference to that tract at the top title. And I just want to make sure we were good there.
Well, that drainage, Scott Eddings, yes, that drainage stabilization item within the list below is that for that track. And for clarity, I can amend this and send this over, though it is designated there, track A1.
Yeah, it does show that. Okay, and I'm correcting myself now in my thinking. So we've had a lot going on today. I guess it's tract A4 that is not in the title of the infrastructure list, which is where I think we're going to be seeing a site plan coming. It's already been submitted. Does tract A4 need to be on this infrastructure list, or will it be on the next one? Because I know we've included things that I think extend toward Bobby Foster and University when we made this infrastructure list a month ago or so.
This is Scott Eddings. I think that would be at the pleasure of the board if we wanted to add that other track to the existing legal up above.
Okay. I'll just kind of make that as a point of consideration for other board members. I just want to, you know, since we had promoted expanding the infrastructure list during the time of planning for the school, it seems like we were extending across some of these same parcels. And so I just want to make sure everyone's aware of that. And so the way they think this infrastructure list is best, that they'll be thinking that through. Okay. I think that's kind of what I wanted to do to clarify as we got started. All right. Let's go now and see, is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 9, which is Mesa del Sol Innovation Park? Bobby Foster University. Okay, at this point, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Morning, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. On this particular case, we have a couple comments. Overall, I think we are have no objections to the infrastructure list, and the comments have been addressed. For the record, there's two availability statements that are applicable. We see the comments for the numbers. You're outside the service area, but you're within a previously adopted development agreement boundary. Regarding the reuse plan, we're amenable to how it's been handled on the infrastructure list, basically calling out pipes to be constructed with a note that those final sizes will be subject to that plan that has been kicked off as of last week. Our only other comment that we had outstanding was regarding the corridors and some information on that. The particular one I think that was concerning is steep leads, where it's, I think, 36 feet width. I think we're okay moving forward as shown, but as you move to plan submittal and approval, that's something we'll be looking for is how it's going to be handled in terms of that corridor with both water, sewer, and reuse in those corridors. So that's it. I think we have our comments addressed, and we have no further objections for this preliminary plat. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Carter?
Scott Eddings, none.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no objections.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to the current request. I still have the note that we are expecting a commitment for a park in the next residential subdivision phase. So I guess either we're looking for a document that would commit, or perhaps that's the next phase to be built. But I don't think that affects this action, but it would be good to get some clarification on that.
Thank you, Ms. Sommerfeld. Mr. Eddings or Mr. Campbell, can you kind of tell us what is your intention with regard to getting a park in place?
Yes, I'd be glad to, Madam Chair. The circular area there is to be a park, and I have every intention to get Ms. Sommerfeld and the board a letter of intent about that. It is owned by Mesa del Sol. And just in terms of context, the entire 700 acres across the street is a county recreational complex and has soccer fields planned as well as other athletic fields on it. But certainly that we show as a semicircle is to be a park, and our intention is to pass that along to the city as a dedicated tract. But I think Ms. Sommerfeld is correct. That's not part of this approval today, which we are awaiting.
Right, yeah. And it kind of continues to be not part of some of the pieces we've been approving. And I'm wondering if maybe as we're looking forward to your next application that will go with this plat, if it might be time for it then.
Madam Chair, that's a reasonable request, and we will, as we're working our way westward along this area, certainly that's the next piece of this. So, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan for tract A1A5 and A1A4 with engineer stamp date of February 26, 2021, and we recently approved a conceptual grading and drainage plan for tract A4A with engineer stamp date of 4/15/2021. We have no objection.
Okay, so Mr. Armijo or Mr. Eddings, can you just kind of help explain how A1A4, which is the park track along the bottom of the screen, how it's kind of being developed alongside these other tracks, A1A5 and then A4A?
I'd be happy to. This is Scott Eddings. Okay. So the linear park is in A1, A4, and it includes it is within a series of hydraulic structures that impound water from this area. Mesa del Sol is within an area that really doesn't have an outfall to the Rio Grande in this area. And so the strategy was developed back in the master planning process to develop kind of regional facilities to handle storm events. And they're all interconnected with small pipes. And this A1A4 is in line with three other similar type of regional, in regional, a poor term, but stormwater facilities that handle water conveying from adjacent lands. The track A4 is a tract of land located west of Newhall, east of Newhall, south of Bobby Foster, and west of University. And that tract of land is being proposed as a multifamily project with a DRB submittal that has been made or is forthcoming. And that's the second of the drainage submittal items that was referred to with an engineer's stamp date of 4/15/21. And it's for that grading and drainage plan.
Okay, so it will be using A1A4 for drainage?
A1A4 will drain, it discharges via a storm drain that's installed in Sagan Road now and will be conveyed to the linear park system.
Okay, so we have been working pretty hard with the developers going in the past 6 months or so to try to clarify what their storm drainage ponds will actually look like, how they'll be landscaped, how they'll be stabilized. And so it's happened with their plats. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out is how we're squaring away with this. And it seems like we had some discussion about the drainage pond when the school went through. Maybe it was just to add it to the infrastructure list for stabilization. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I'm just trying to figure out how we're like requiring sort of the same thing from this area that we're requiring, you know, elsewhere. There's a lot going on in the northwest part of town, and some of these details have been coming in. So,
Scott Eddings, maybe I can just talk to something and maybe it helps, but maybe. So a landscaping plan, a fairly detailed landscaping plan for the lower of the ponds is now prepared and in the process of being installed. And we had a meeting with Parks and Rec about 3 weeks ago to a month or so ago relative to parks within Mesa del Sol and how the linear park system meets and functions into. And the final stabilization plan for that lower park was presented. And it seems to me that my memory from that meeting was it was above and beyond what was expected. It has a, you know, it's it's nice and exceeds what the expectation of a stormwater facility would be. It has recreational areas, it has grass turf areas in the flat areas for kids to play. There's a trail system that is looped through. As part of the subdivisions that are located on the south side of this pond, perhaps that plan or a plan similar to that for the final detailing of the track A1, A4 might be appropriate for an upcoming submittal. We brought forward a sketch plat for what's known as Montage 6, which is the first residential area located south of this pond. And maybe as a condition, a plan similar to that for this location could be developed and required as part of that next platting action.
Okay. Thank you. And that's exactly what I'm trying to get after is a lot of times, you know, these drainage ponds are part of the platting action somehow or other. And so we've been detailing a little bit what the landscaping will be. And sometimes that is affiliated with a site plan. So, but anyhow, I think it would be helpful to try to combine some of that review together so we see what's generally happening with the Mesa del Sol linear parks and what's happening in terms of drainage ponds that are affiliated with various parcels that we're planning. So, okay.
Chair, if I might address that specifically, David Campbell with Mesa del Sol, as a master plan community, we have volumes mm-hmm. of master plans involved here. And I'll point this one out. This is in the Parks and Open Space program for the Level B area on page 22. We describe the trunk linear parks form the backbone of Mesa del Sol's park system. And it goes on to say they average a consistent 260 feet in width, much of the stormwater capacity for the community. The slopes may vary in degree and so on. I won't read the whole thing, but we do have a considerable amount of guidance that has been approved by the city as part of our master plan. And I hear what you're saying. I think is as we bring these forward, we will be getting more detailed about this, but we're not without some guidance that's already been approved by the city is what I want
right.
to point out.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. And I'm just fishing around trying to figure out how the city confirms that those parks happen the way they're outlined in the planning document. If they're not attached to some other action going through the DRB or somewhere else, how does the city confirm that the Mesa del Sol plan for those parks is being effectuated?
Well, I think that the fact that we do have a master plan that's been adopted by the city and is subject to enforcement by city either through code or through some other enforcement action. But I will say each of these parcels that are coming through for replat have limits to them. And then as we move further, both south and west from this one in particular, we will be bringing those details into the DRB. I think we've figured out that they really need to be decided by the DRB and not by the EPC. But each of these comes in with their sort of limits on them. But we cannot neglect where this one hooks up to the next plat that will come before you. So I don't think there's much risk that we will somehow miss any of these linear parks in the process.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was helpful. Sure.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's a little bit of a evolving story. Okay, let's see. That was with hydrology, right? I think let's go to transportation.
Hello, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection to the proposed actions. Please, the roadway system that's shown on the plat as well as on the infrastructure list is based on the master plan. Further PIS requirements may be needed based on what comes out of the study. And then further coordination with the county is also needed with respect to Bobby Foster. Thank you.
So Ms. Wolfenberger, regarding some of the streets and whatnot, do you think we need to have tract A4 on noted in the infrastructure list? I mean, are some of these roads covering that area as well?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I've reviewed the infrastructure list. The limits are based on the roads, and so I'm satisfied with what's shown here on the infrastructure list.
Okay. All right, planning.
Oh, sorry about that, Madam Chair. So this is Maggie Gould. So I believe that most of the planning comments were kind of addressed in the beginning discussion about this project. But basically that had to do with clarifying the limits of the plat. And so I think unless Scott has any additional questions, I think we're okay on planning comments.
Scott Eddings, no, I do not.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and call for a vote. I'm not quite sure I know exactly where everyone stands because I digressed a little bit here, but I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat with the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
Blaine Carter with the Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Termihill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Okay, and let me, looks like we need all of the utility signatures and the AMFCA signature. Is that?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We also need the DXF file approval email from AGIS.
Okay, that was on my mind too. So is that a MAFCA on there for this one? Do we need a MAFCA?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, thank you for letting me see that. That helps me. So, this is Jolene Wolfley, Chair, and I vote to approve with delegation for utility signatures and a MAFCA signature and the AGIS DXF file.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Also, we'll need the recorded IIA prior to final sign-off.
And the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And I'll say that is for 12 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 9, PR 2020-4138, application SD 2021-76, preliminary final plat, and the infrastructure list dated today because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.